You're tuned into Arizona's number one home improvement resource. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
Improvement. That's how you know you are tuned in to Rosie on the House. Here with Mike Long. Talking swimming pools and swimming pool prep.
And give a little of your history, because that was actually kind of interesting listening during the break. Well, Northern Idaho, I didn't know they had pools up there.
They don't have a lot. They have as many pools up there as we have igloos down here.
So what inspired you up there to get in the pool industry?
I needed a job.
Oh, well, that's a good reason.
I was actually in the boat business. I was a boat mechanic and got laid off one winter. Was on unemployment, and I got the call, go down and interview, and I knew nothing about swimming pools. I'd been in a spa one time in my life. Got hired, and a year later decided that I wanted to get out on my own, so I took my what's called certified pool operator certification, and after 5 years in the county, which is the size of Maricopa County, there were 300 pools. Maricopa County.
I think there's zip codes that have more pools than that in Arizona.
There are streets. Maricopa County, currently, our best estimate is over 350,000 swimming pools. So we've got a lot of people, Rosie, that might want to argue with you about removing all the pools.
Well, you know, you were talking about getting
it's a commitment.
It is that. But getting the analysis of your water, water's really, really, for three molecules, it's a complicated product.
It is very complicated, and its advantages and disadvantages are amazing. I once read an article.
Or three atoms, one molecule, right? H2O. Now the scientists are going to call me. Right after I get all the angry farmers off the phone, then I'm going to have a scientist calling me. But we hear all the time about, can I use soft water in a swimming pool?
Right. And here in Arizona, the reality is if you could fill a pool with 100% soft water, it would be detrimental because there wouldn't have enough minerals in the water, and it would pull minerals from the surface like the plaster or the pebble. But the reality is there's no way, short of bringing in several semis, that you could put complete soft water in there. So even if you're filling a pool with going through a water softener, you're only going to get 250 to 500 gallons before it converts back to tap water. So what I tell people is, in a lab, yes, you're correct. But in the real world, particularly in Arizona, where we have such hard minerals and never hard water with all the minerals, go ahead and do it. It's going to be better for you in the long run.
Okay. Soft water and swimming pool. That's okay by you.
Yes.
All right. Very good. We've got callers lining up. Let's get them, bud.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And Tucson, Dennis wants to talk about his pool. Welcome, Dennis.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I have a swimming pool. It's about a 40,000 gallon that I just drained, and I'm going to have some work done on it to put a dedicated port for the vacuum.
Yes.
So that the skimmer and the vacuum can work at the same time, and also put in a auto refill.
Yes.
And I wonder, my question has to do with who you'd recommend to get that done, number one, and also why is it bad to leave the pool drained for a long time?
Okay, well, I'll take your second question first. The reason you don't want to leave a vessel like that empty is because when it sits with water in it, it's got the hydraulic pressure and the weight holding it in place. When you relieve that pressure, those walls want to flex a little bit, so you could get some cracking. In a worst-case scenario, if we happen to have a flash storm or something and you had a high water table or the ground didn't drain very well, that could become a boat, and it literally can pop right out of the ground. You can Google.
That's a bad thing.
Yeah. it is not fun. It's not a 30-minute fix.
That's like the graves in Louisiana.
You just
can't keep them in the ground.
Exactly, yeah. They make concrete boats, and some of them are called swimming pools.
Is that a common problem in the desert?
Okay. However, up in the Sacramento Delta River Valley, the pool people up there actually have to have tide charts with them to know when they can and cannot drain a swimming pool because the water table is so high.
Wow.
Who would know?
Yeah.
So we don't have that problem particularly here
in Arizona.
Not very often. But it's the sun, it's the drying, it's all the other things.
It's the weight change. You don't want that. Like again,
it was designed to hold that.
That's exactly right. The other thing is with plaster, if you drain it, it will dry out too fast if our temperature is over about 85 degrees, and you can pop the plaster off, which, of course, would require you to resurface the whole pool.
And as far as great pool companies in the Tucson area, two we're familiar with would be Presidential Pools or Sidewinder Pools,
yep.
two companies that do very well for homeowners in the Tucson area. We appreciate the call, Adrian. Oh, no, Adrian was Mesa's.
Right, that was Dennis.
Dennis, yes.
Laura's next. Welcome to the program. How?
Oh, good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question. I have a 10,000-gallon pool, just a little play pool. I've just heard different appropriate times to where the pump should be running. What is the correct time a pump should run? Whether in the summer and the winter?
That's a big question. It's bigger than it's a big question. And I want to address it in a more detailed way than we're going to have time to right now. You just hang on, darling. When we get back, we're going to address how long and adjust seasonally should we be running that pump on the pool when we get back. Y'all stay tuned.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.